invite some of our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. This is our family meal. This is the privilege we have of communing with the Father through the finished work of Jesus Christ, His Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus died on a cross as a man, but as the God-man who came, who became one of us so that as one of us He could take my place, your place. Whoever believes has eternal life, has this relationship. Jesus says in John 17, this is eternal life, that he may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ who you have sent. So Jesus defines eternal life not in terms of length of time, but in terms of relational intimacy. This is eternal life, that we would know God, that we would enjoy His face, His favor, a relationship with Him. This is communion, and the word communion means there's an intimate family connection. Blood-bought believers adopted into His family. We get to commune with one another. We get to share a meal with one another. And we get to sit ultimately at His table. This is a foretaste of being gathered around His table in glory, seeing His face as Jesus breaks the bread and passes it to us, His disciples. And we enjoy a meal around His table in glory. That's our hope. Being with Him, it just doesn't get any better than that. This is just a little foretaste of what we have coming. This is just a little glimpse of the community that we're a part of, the family that we're a part of. So if you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is only and completely in Him, take bread, take juice, hold that in your hand, reflect on what He did for you, the cup He drank for you, so now we can receive not the cup of wrath, but the cup of blessing. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks together as a body, and we'll take that together. Jesus, thank You for the amazing gift of the gospel that we treasure today. That You can be just, holy, not letting the guilty go unpunished, and yet You transferred my guilt to Your only Son. You poured out the wrath that I deserve on His head on the cross as He gladly, willingly took my place. So today I can enjoy Your favor, relationship, intimacy with a God who loves me that much. Thank You for the gift of salvation. Thank You for the gift of the good news that whoever believes has eternal life, this relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Spirit. Thank You that we can enjoy today Your presence together as a blood-bought people, a family, a community that can commune with You and with one another. Thank You, Jesus, for what You did on the cross to make it all a reality for us today. We reflect on what it cost and we say thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash your sins away. Drink.